Hello, I'm Micah. This is Phone a Friend. You're listening to KDVS Davis 90.3 FM. The following views presented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California. I meant to say half hour, not hour. But yeah, this is Phone a Friend. Final show of the quarter. It's just me today. Co-hosts are off saving Gotham and being kidnapped by an alien, I think. So shout out DJ Vera, shout out Stargirl. Okay, I'm sorry if you hear the chair squeaking. This one, a lot of the chairs in the station are really just like squeaky. Same with the mic. So if you ever hear this, actually, I didn't do it that time. Usually when you move the mic around, it makes a really loud squeaky sound that you can hear on the air. So if you ever hear that and you're listening to another DJ, that's what it is. It's the mic or the chair. But yeah, in the background, we have New Jabba's instrumentals. This show is just us phoning a friend. When DJ Vera was in Long Beach, we would call her up and talk to her on the air. But she's not here today. Neither is Stargirl. So it's just me. And I don't know what to do. I think we're just going to ramble. Just going to ramble about random stuff. Truthfully, don't have music prepared. We don't play music during this time slot. Except for the New Jabba's, of course. So I think I'm just going to, like I said, ramble about random stuff. Not even sure. Because usually, I feel like that's usually what we do anyways. We just ramble about things. Like, there was one episode, me and Stargirl just talked about, like, a webtoon the entire time. We've talked about sunscreen for a really prolonged time. It's just kind of whatever we feel like in our heart that day. And today, I don't even know. You know, speaking of sunscreen, I forgot we were out tabling for KDVS here at Davis Fest. And I realized I didn't put sunscreen on at all, and I'm very serious about my sunscreen, so that bothers me a little bit. I can feel the wrinkles forming, oh my gosh, that reminds me, actually. Okay, people always say that I don't really look my age, and I feel like I can understand that. I've been wearing sunscreen from a really young age, you know, I'm very meticulous about the sunscreen. And I don't know, so people always think I'm younger than what I actually am. And last week on Monday, I went to the MoMA in San Francisco with DJ Drainfield and DJ Sunday Gravy. And we were getting tickets or whatever, right? I said I was 18 to the ticket lady. I'm not 18. I'm 21 years old. And she looked at me and said, "Oh, you look younger than 18." And you know, that hurt me a little bit. You know, it's a good thing to look young, but I feel like I feel like I'm in the weird limbo stage where, like, I'm 20, like, in my 20s. So looking like I'm younger than 18 is, like, that just feels weird to me, if that makes any sense. Like, I just, like, ugh. Like, that hurt me a little bit that she said that to me. And I was like, wow. But yeah, even when I was, like, 18, people thought I was way younger. Like, I remember one time I went with my tia and my cousins to, like, the nail salon. And I was, like, standing there next to my cousins. And the nail lady thought that my tia was my mom. But she was explaining that, you know, she's our tia. Our tia is like a aunt in English. So she's explaining that, whatever, blah, blah, blah. She's asking our ages. And then she looks at me and she says, "Oh, you're 14 or 15? And I was like, "What?" And she's like, "Yeah, you're 14 or 15? And I was like, at that time, I think I was 19 years old. And I was like, "Nah." But she thought I was way younger. She thought I was like super, super young. And I was like, wow. You know, maybe, I don't know. I feel like when you look super young and like you're late teens, early 20s, it's like, it's weird. But then I think I'm gonna be very grateful as time goes on and I get older. I'm like, wow, thank God I look young. But yeah, shout out sunscreen. Everybody should wear sunscreen if they'd like. You know, it protects you from skin cancer, keeps your face young, helps prevent wrinkles, things like that. But most importantly, like I said, the skin cancer. I feel like people don't really realize how, like, dangerous it can be to, like, just be out in the sun all the time. I feel like I've seen an increase of people, like, getting skin cancer just, like, online. I see a bunch of people, famously Joey Graceffa, real YouTuber fans know, Joey Graceffa has skin cancer, destroyed my world. But yeah, it's super easy to get it, and you know, it's super easy to prevent it. Just wear sunscreen, if you'd like, of course. But shout out sunscreen. I love sunscreen. I actually don't really like the smell of sunscreen, but I love to wear sunscreen. I always feel protected, and better. But yeah, anyways, that's my sunscreen rant aside. It just makes me so sad when I find out people aren't wearing sunscreen. Like, guys, and I feel like people are always like, "Oh, I don't really care." I feel like you guys are gonna care when you're like 50 years old and you're super wrinkly and you got sunspots or you got skin cancer. Just wear that sunscreen if you'd like. it'll make you better. Also, people think that if you wear sunscreen, you can't tan. This is not true. You can wear sunscreen and still tan. Please wear sunscreen if you'd like. But yeah, anyways, no more talking about sunscreen. I feel like I've ranted about sunscreen on the show way too many times. It's just something I'm passionate about. I'm passionate about sunscreen. Okay, I think I gotta ban sunscreen from future shows. But yeah, anyways, next quarter, this show is gonna be transforming into a new show called The Last Yapper. Fridays 1 to 2, I believe, or 2 to 3, I think it's 1 to 2. It's gonna be awesome. It's not phone a friend anymore because DJ Veer is back from SoCal, and in person, so we wouldn't be phoning a friend. It wouldn't make sense. But it's called The Last Yapper because it's gonna be Stargirl's last quarter here. The worst news of my life. So yeah, instead of The Last Supper, The Last Yapper. Shout out Stargirl, shout out DJ Vera. It's gonna be a silly show. It's basically just gonna be phone a friend, but like an hour long. I feel like we're gonna get into some crazy topics, who knows, you know, we kind of just yap about random things, but it's really fun to talk about, like, on the air. But yeah, anyways, that's that. Stay tuned for that if you'd like. Fridays 1 to 2, I think, or 2 to 3. I think it's 1 to 2. Kiroki Caravan is usually in this time slot, but it's not going to be in this time slot anymore. It'll be, I think it's Tuesdays or Wednesdays, 4:30 to 5, alternating. Hope maybe we'll be back to this time slot next quarter, or the quarter after, but who knows. Anyways, yeah. I'm not really sure what else to talk about. I feel like a yapping show is a lot harder to do when it's just you by yourself, because I just have to, you know, you have to come up with random topics to talk about, and the beauty of conversation with two or three people is that they come up very naturally. Topics will shift very easily, very quickly, and so it'll, oh, who's, somebody's calling in. Let me pick this up. I'll be back. I'm back. Shout out DJ Corla, the GOAT. We're talking about the One Piece live action. This is more for Grunling Gossip, but I'll mention it here. They revealed the casting. I love One Piece. This is like a fun fact about me. I don't even think it's a fun fact because I feel like it's really obvious. Like, I talk about it all the time. I feel like everybody knows this is just something I love. I love One Piece. I've loved One Piece since I first set my eyes on it back when I was in high school, back in the days. Like, that wasn't even that long ago. I love One Piece, and so the live action I've enjoyed, but they're doing a season 2, and they announced who's playing Robin, one of the main characters, or Straw Hats, and they've shown, okay, so Chopper's like this, if you don't know what One Piece is, Chopper's like this reindeer guy, this little, he's like a, he's not human, but he's like a reindeer that ate like a devil fruit that was like the human fruit or something, and it made him a little human, but he's a reindeer, so, and the whole thing, like, people were talking about was like, how are they gonna make Chopper, because he's not human, you know, the rest of the cast is, and so they reveal like a little, not like a screenshot, a little teaser, and basically it's like showing the back of his head, and you know, I think it's gonna be terrible. I don't think this is gonna come out good in any way, but you know, I think that's something we had to accept from the very beginning of this live action. I think there's just some things in One Piece that like are not gonna come out well, just because you're going from a manga to an anime to a live action, and One Piece is very There's a lot of, like, fantasy stuff going on, so I think it's just going to be impossible to, like, accurately or, like, translate some of these things into real life in a good way. Even in a way to, like, just make everybody happy, like, that's going to be impossible. Like, there's always just going to be somebody that's upset with it. And, you know, I've accepted that. Like, I know Chopper's not going to look good. I know it's going to be a little wonky. But you know what? I like the live action, so I'm going to keep watching it. But yeah, that's that. Well, I'll probably talk about that more on Grayling Gossip with DJ Sunday Gravy. So stay tuned for that if you'd like. But yeah. Let me ponder for a second. You know, I've been reading a lot. I say that like I stopped reading. I've never stopped reading. I started reading at a really, really young age. Like, I was reading chapter books in, like, kindergarten. I mean, like, chapter books. So I've been reading. Like, I learned how to read at a really young age, and I started reading like crazy since I was, like, as soon as I learned how to read. And so, like, my whole life, I just spent reading all the time. And I mean all the time. I didn't really have that many friends as a child, truth be told. So instead, I just spent all my time reading. In elementary school, I just read all the time. And I was going through books like crazy. And, you know, shout out to my parents for getting me... Oh, sorry, I have to pause the music. Shout out to my parents for getting me books. My family's, like, really, like, I don't know. They would give me books, and they would gift me books, like, on, holidays, like Christmas or my birthday. Or they would also just gift me gift cards to, like, Barnes & Noble or random bookstores. And so I would just, like, have a plethora of books. Like, I wasn't... Like, any normal child would get a bunch of toys or whatever. I was not getting toys. I was just getting books or book gift cards, like, bookstore gift cards. And so that's, like, what I... That's how, like, I had access to so many books all the time. Because, you know, obviously I'm a child. Don't have, like, an income or anything like that. But, you know, I was just gifted a bunch of books and stuff like that. And so I just read all the time. Like, 24/7, I was reading. Like, if I wasn't doing homework or I wasn't... Like, I would read in class. As soon as I would, like, purposely try to finish assignments fast so I could read. And so as soon as I finished assignment, I'd read. Like, and at lunch, I would read. Anytime I had free time at school, I would read. Anytime I was home and I wasn't doing homework, I would read. I would read all the time. I'd read at, like, restaurants. I would read at my grandma's, like, couch. Like, I would read all the time everywhere. And so, I was just reading like crazy. And this sounds like a really good thing, you know? Oh, my God, like, education, this kid's reading. But, like, I feel like it got to a point where I was just, like, reading way too much. Like, I was reading all the time. I wasn't, like, interacting with people. I honestly, as a child, I didn't speak a lot. Like, I was low-key mute. I just read. And so it just became really, like, not ideal, I feel like. And I kept reading a lot. Even in middle school, I was reading all the time. In high school, too, I was reading like crazy. And then I kind of took, like, a reading break, I feel like. Not my freshman year, but maybe, like, my sophomore year-ish, I kind of took, like, a reading break-ish. And by reading break, I mean, like, I was still reading, but I was not reading as crazy as I was before. Like, I was still reading a couple of books, like, a month or something. And that might seem like a crazy, but to me, that wasn't that crazy. I scaled it down a little bit, you know? But I'm back on the reading grind, I've decided. Like, freak it, I'm going back to the reading grind. There's just way too many books, I feel like, in way... like, not enough time in life to read all of them. So, you know, I'm just gonna go back to my grind. I'm gonna keep reading all the time, whenever I want. And I've been doing that. But I think, as I get older, I just have way too much stuff to do, like, all the time. Sometimes I'll be sitting there, I'm like, do I really want to read right now? Oh, I'm getting another caller. Guys, I'm talking. Okay, I'll be back. We'll be right back.
check out my
the new iPhone 16 Pro on us.
Okay, we're back. Apologies for all the new Jabba's instrumental. Shout out new Jabba's though. I love the new Jabba's. I think I accidentally played something in between there, and I hope nobody heard that. But yeah. Anyways, I don't remember what I was talking about. One Piece? No, I was. See, this is the beauty of having 2 to 3 co-hosts. Is like two people can keep talking while the other ones do something else, you know, and like keep the conversation going. But unfortunately, my goats are not here today. I'm crying. I'm so sad. I miss them so much. but yeah, anyways. What was I talking about? Books. Yeah, no, I read a lot as a child. Still read a lot. So I'm trying to get back into the grind. Like, I was still reading a lot this past year and a half. But I'm trying to read, like, way, way more. Like, I was reading, like, I was pulling crazy numbers in middle school and high school, to be honest with you. Like, I would read crazy, crazy amount of books during the summertime and even through the school year. And so I feel like I've been slacking, even though it probably isn't slacking to other people. It's a little slacking to me, you know? So I think next year I'm going to try to read like a book a week, which I think is completely possible. I was doing that throughout the summer and like the beginning of, September-ish. So I'm going to try to get back to that and see if I can do a book a week, which is like 52 books. Which I don't think is that much. My goal for this year was 42. I'm a little bit behind, but I'm going to catch up. I think I need like 19 more books to finish out the year. I think I can cash that in soon. Or cash that in. That was not the words I was supposed to use there. I think I can... What's the word? Like, I think I can get to that soon. I just have to... The problem is I just have too many books. And so I need to figure out which ones, because some of them are super long, some of them are super short. So I just have to figure out and see what books I should read in the for the 19 that I need. I think I'm going to change my goal to 44, though, because DJ Drainfield's goal is 43. And, you know, I feel like I need to one-up somebody. So I might do that, and we'll see what happens. And I think that brings the total to even more, though. But you know what? I think I'm going to read them as soon as I I can. I'm reading a book right now. It's called Near to the Heart by Clarice Lispector, Brazilian novelist. Very awesome. I'm going to be honest, don't really like the book that much, but it's a lot of people's favorite book by her. I think it's her most popular and well-known book. I like it, but I don't think I like it as much as other people do. I was also reading a lot of Kawakami, Miyako Kawakami books. That's my goat. I love her. I love her books. Her most famous one is Breasts and Eggs. I just finished reading All the Lovers in the Night, like last week for, or this past week, Monday, for, or not Monday, Wednesday, for my show Book It. And I've also been loving Banana Yoshimoto. She's pretty awesome. I read her book Dead End Memories. And I've picked up her book Kitchen. That's her most famous work, I think, or most well-known work. I'm going to be reading that soon for my book show. I'm going to also be reading another Clarice Lispector book. It's called The Passion of G.H. I also want to read her book Agua Viva and see some more about that. I need to get more into Brazilian literature. You know, I talk about Brazil all the time. I only play Brazilian music. I love Brazil, but I never really read Brazilian literature ever. And I think that's where I'm lacking. And, you know, I got to pick up the slack there. Brazil would be very disappointing to me. I'm disappointing my ancestors. The whole spiel there. But Clarice Lispector, pretty awesome. She's actually Ukrainian-Brazilian, so she's Ukrainian, but, you know, her family, she grew up in Brazil. She's pretty awesome. Like I was saying, I do like her writing. I like her book. I just feel like she's not my favorite. She's definitely a lot of people's favorite from what I've read and like watched online. People really, really love her. A lot of women really, really love her, and I can understand why. I think I really like her. I just think maybe her book Near to the Wild, or not Near to the Wild Heart, what is the book that I'm reading? Oh no, I'm not reading a Near to the Wild Heart. I'm reading the Star one. Oh my god. Sorry, I gotta Near to the Wild Heart is one that I want to read. I'm sorry, I was... Hour of the Star is the one that I'm reading. I'm so sorry. By Clarice Lispector. I just think... What is playing? Oh my gosh. Oh my god. Okay, sorry. That was bad. I just think that her book, The Hour of the Star, is not for me. Not a huge fan of it yet. I'm also only like 30 pages in. But also the book is only like 77 pages. So that's almost halfway. But you know, it's just not for me, I think. Maybe I'll like it more by the time I get to the end of it. Who knows? But I'm really excited to read The Passion of G.H. And I really want to read Agua Viva. You know, those seem really good and awesome. But I don't know. I need to get more into Brazilian literature. I've been looking at that. Looking at some more Brazilian stuff. But I've really been into Japanese literature. I've read a lot of Japanese literature. I feel like I go through phases where I just read a lot of books from one country. Like, I was a huge Russian fan there, reading a lot of Russian literature. And then, like, I think, like, towards, like, the middle, or, like, in high school to now, like, I just started reading a lot of Japanese literature for really no reason. I think I just got really into Yukio Mishima. I love Yukio Mishima. Not as a person. I don't support his beliefs, because he was a fascist. But actually not allegedly, it's low-key proven. But I love Yukio Mishima's writing. I love him as a writer. I love his books. I think I've read almost every single one. I own almost every single one. Confessions of a Mask, his most famous work, is definitely my favorite book of all time. It changed my life when I read it. I know I say that quite often, actually, but I'm being so for real. I feel like Confessions of a Mask by Yukio Mishima, one of like the essential books, I would say one of my essential books in growing up, and you know, but as well as his other books, I really love Life for Sale. Is definitely one of my favorite books of him, by him as well. Probably I feel like Confession of a Mask and Life for Sale like tied in my head. They're really, really good and awesome. I love them a lot. The Sailor Who Fell from Grace of the Sea, I really like as well. But I know a lot of people are kind of mixed on that book. They love it, but they also don't. And we read that on Book It with DJ Drainfield, and DJ Drainfield did not like it, but I did. I love that book. The only Mishima book I do not like is Sun and Steel. We read that on Book It as well, and I was not a fan of that book. It's basically just like a long essay about masculinity and the eroticism of death and stuff like that. And it's like, I could not get behind it. Like, I didn't like it. I read the entire thing, did not like it very much. The thing with Yukio Mishima is I feel like you need to know who he is before you read his books. Like, you really need to know about him before you read his books, like, and his ideologies and stuff like that. Or I feel like a lot of his, like, works won't really make sense. Well, they will make sense, but I feel like it's just, like, it provides so much more, like, perspective if you're, like, able to, like, understand who he was and, like, what he thought about and, like, what he went through when you read his stuff, because he's a really interesting and weird guy. I talk about Yuki Mishima all the time, but I do love him. He was, like, okay, he basically was super, super anti-Western, like, he did not want the West coming into Japan. He did not want any of that. He wanted Japan to go back to, like, its imperial days. And, he, you know, this is, like, post... He grew up post-World War II, like, 40s, 50s, 60s. He was, like, a teenager during the World War II. And he was supposed to serve, but he got out, like, based on, like, an exemption or something. And so he was super, super anti-West. He did not like foreigners. It was his whole thing. He was basically a fascist. Like, at some point, he tried to stage a coup at a military building in Tokyo, and it failed, obviously, because nobody was listening to him because he's crazy. And so after it fails, he turned around in the building. He walked back into the building and then committed seppuku. So he killed himself, and then they cut off his head. It was a whole crazy thing. He was also gay, so he killed himself with his lover. He's really interesting to learn about, and I feel like knowing all the information about him just makes it so much more interesting. But yeah, anyways, that was Phone a Friend. No friends were here today, it was just me. We'll be back next quarter, Fridays 1 to 2, the last yapper, where we just talk a lot, I guess. I'm going to end the show with a listener-requested song. It's the Yu-Gi-Oh! Zexal Season 3 opening theme. It's only a minute long. But we'll play his new job is after that. But stay tuned if you like. I'm Micah. This was Phone a Friend. This is KDVS Davis 90.3 FM. Up next is The Smile Show. Bye. Still together as one, cause divided we're none. Ready to go, we feel the flow. So don't stand in our way, you know we ain't afraid. This is our time, we're in control. If I trip up today, you just wipe it away. All of my fears are gone erased. Let us stand on the walls till the final night falls. The bonds of our souls can't be replaced. Let us fight together, regretting never. Our dreams will be halfway to forever. Our light comes shining through. Reach down deep, beat defeat. Do all that we can do. Halfway to forever. We've got nothing to lose. Keep running.
You're listening to KDVS Davis, 90.3 FM. The following views presented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California. Up next, The Smile Show, after these messages.
Hi, I found a toy dinosaur over on the playground by Smith Street. It had this phone number on it, and, well, I just wanted to make sure the dinosaur made it back to its little owner.
When I found the little sippy cup, I just had to give you a call. It's for a kid, you know?
I know my son gets super attached to the smallest things, even a fire truck, and I'd be happy to drop it off.
We'd do anything for kids. Yet 1 in 6 children in the U.S. struggle with hunger. Help end childhood hunger in Greater Sacramento. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Do you know about the burrowing owl? Well, it's a species of owl that lives in underground dugouts or holes in California. Recently, because of development on owl habitat, their livelihoods are threatened. If you want to learn more about the issue, visit Burrowing Owl Preservation Society's Facebook page.
Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the National Sleep Foundation recommend that adults get between 7 to 9 hours of sleep each night. Studies show that getting consistent sleep can regulate mood and is related to learning and memory functions. The National Sleep Foundation recommends